We have just about 5 minutes left before the end of this hour. Hey, I tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can get the producer of the UFO Files on the line from Secaucus, New Jersey. I want to talk to Larry Dickin about something. I'd like to have his opinion for the audience. I mean, it's come to my attention that the Bush administration has quietly gone about into declaring a new phase for space policy. Hasn't received much, if any, attention, really, that I know of in the press. It matches their first strike foreign policy, so I guess I really shouldn't be surprised. We've quietly declared, and we did this in Pentagon documents and also memos, that we, I'm talking about the United States of America, the United States of America is going to be the only entity that will be in charge of what the Pentagon refers to now as near space. Now, this is the space between the Earth and the Moon, approximately. For the first time since space exploration was started by this country, we're now putting a completely different spin on this thing. We're going from peaceful exploration of space to military use. We're declaring that anyone getting into this space, we're talking about the near space, between the Moon and the Earth, without our permission, is creating an act of war. Now, I'm not making this up. This is actually new space policy from the Pentagon. Larry's on the line? Good. Larry, what do you think about this?
Yes, we certainly are being aggressive these days, aren't we, Jerry?
I mean, I really didn't know it, but we have something in the Air Force evidently called a Space Command. And evidently, they're headquartered out in Colorado at some Air Force base, not the Air Force Academy or Lowry, but another Air Force base I'm not familiar with.
I don't think we're going to be doing too much about that. I think it's a little presumptive to say that we are, you know, basically near Earth space belongs to the United States. I think it's pretty presumptive. Basically, Jerry, is that there is such an entity called the Space Command.
Yeah, it's called the 50th Space Squadron or 50th Space Command or Base or something like that. And their mission, according to the commanding general of this unit, is to defend near space.
Right.
Now, I don't know how they're going to do this, but...
But it's otherwise known as the Space Command, what we would call intruder satellites. Yeah, you can, you know, it doesn't have to be real exotic.
This is incredible to me. In fact, it's downright scary. Instead of Star Wars, I guess we have Space Wars coming up.
Right. I just had one other comment about the Space Command, is there is a move afoot, Jerry, to actually separate space activities of the U.S. Air Force and create a whole new department, which would be the Department of Space.
So, when I was growing up, I used to listen to on the radio and watch on television Tom Corbett's Space Cadet, and my favorite show, I think, was Commander Buzz Corey of the Space Patrol. I mean, really, evidently, that wasn't all that far out.
Right. You know, there is a movement afoot within the Bush administration to proceed along those lines. I don't know when they're actually going to do that, but there's certainly been a lot of talk in Washington about that it could happen.
gee, I mean, they'll have different uniforms, a different name, even a national anthem or song, you know, instead of up in the wild blue yonder, what will it be, the theme from 2001 or something?
Probably, yeah.
Larry, the clock has got us here. Thanks for coming on and talking to me about this. And I urge those listening, if you have any opinions about this, go over to our website, jerrypippin.com, jerrypippin.com, and click on the email address. It's jerry@jerrypippin.com, and send us your opinions. We'd like to know it, and we'll read some of those emails in a future hour. While you're over there checking our website, we change content daily. Thanks, Larry, and also thanks to our production director, the lovely Sue Hansen, putting together another wonderful show for us. Until our next hour of UFO and paranormal programming, this is Jerry Pippin. ¶¶